8:36 on Connect FM and your morning connection for this Friday. A very informative Friday morning on Connect FM. And we're just going to keep that going. We have Tri-County Insider News, the week in review, coming up next. And for that, of course, we have to let Bronson Rasmussen into the studio. Bronson is the news director here at Connect FM and Sunny 106. And Bronson, it was a little touch and go whether or not you were going to be here for the program today.
As a lot of you probably did hear throughout the week this during the mornings. Usually I am the one that does the news, but you've been hearing Dan lately. He's been so gracious to pick up while my voice hasn't been here. I ended up catching something and my voice is still a little on the recovery, but I can actually talk now.
Yeah, and that is a must in order, of course, to do not only the newscasts, but also this week in review for Tri-County Insider News. Now, maybe it's the first time somebody is catching this. What it is, it's a look back. We find out what were the top two or three stories for the week. Then Bronson tells us what were the stories that the listeners most interacted with, either through our social media sites or through our website. And then at the very end, in a couple of minutes here, we all wait on the edge of our seats for this. It's Bronson's choice as the story of the week. So Bronson, get us going. What were the top stories of the week?
Definitely. This week had a lot of crime, I noticed. So a lot of that's going to end up popping up in here. Okay. Just like this first one.
Yeah.
Which was a Dubois man. He got sentenced to spend up to 12 years in state prison after he allegedly pled guilty to raping a teen boy. Mm-hmm. We had originally reported this back in August, September. I don't remember quite when, but 69-year-old Eugene Rue Jr., he was accused of having sexual encounters with a teen boy and was caught after the boy's mother found both of them in the basement.
Right.
And now he has pled guilty to rape and corruption of minors and has since been sentenced to spend between 6 and 12 years in state prison with 3 years of probation.
And a lot of times with the stories being crime related, and we get a bunch of them at any given time, it's because the court schedule kind of kicks into gear and you have sentencing and you have jury trials and things like that. So that's kind of why we get a surge. But obviously that one making it as the top story. What else do we have at the top of the list?
Well, yet another crime one, not sentencing, but something that happened. A St. Mary's couple, they're behind bars after allegedly they had brought their 5-month-old child to the ER for a lot of injuries, things like a sprained wrist, broken arm, bruises all over. So, of course, whenever a hospital gets a child like that, they have to call the police and they have to investigate.
Definitely.
And police, after investigating, they say that the parents had allegedly neglected the child, even though the parents did deny that. Now they are behind bars at the Elk County Jail. Parents, 23-year-old Ian Sabrino and 19-year-old Tasha Ford, they're at the Elk County Jail and they currently face child endangerment charges.
Crime's always hard to hear about. When it's crime against children, it's even especially hard to hear about. So once again, two very unfortunate stories at the top of the list here. Do we want to move on to interacted with stories? Or
I was going to do that for you.
Okay.
This one is very much has been interacted with and had a lot of viewership as well.
Ah.
So it's the perfect bridge between the two.
All right. And viewership where?
Well, that one was on our Facebook page at Connect FM.
Okay, gotcha.
This one came out last Friday. It was the Ravens Moon Oracle. They had moved locations. They used to be on West Long Avenue. Now they had moved to a Brady Street location. They had a grand reopening ceremony, ribbon cutting, and they had opened that weekend. We had talked to them, and there's a video for that as well up on tricounty.tv for a news report if you wanted to watch that. And really, really hoping to get back to that normal schedule that they used to have down at their old shop before they got too crowded in there and just had too much and needed a bigger space.
All right. So local business and a move. The most interacted with story this past week. What comes as runner up in that list?
This one surprised me a bit because it was more of a state news story than local news. But it was the former police chief of Delmont, PA. He was going to be spending over a year behind bars after he was caught trying to sell drugs. This was quite almost right out of our reach. It's kind of closer to the Pittsburgh area, close enough. But according to court documents, in April 2024, 44-year-old Sean Denning, well, he had pled guilty to conspiring to distribute 50 grams of methamphetamine and cocaine, and now he's been sentenced to spend 15 months behind bars.
Right. I think the reason a story like that would get so much interaction is, of course, just the headline. It's going to drive that when you see a former police chief being put away for dealing drugs. So, of course, that makes sense. Any other stories that got a lot of interaction?
Sure. We have another one with the city of Dubois. While their pool passes are coming up once again,
yeah,
you can go right now. You can't go into the city building because that's still being remodeled right now. But if you want your pool passes, you can go onto the website, find the form, and just mail it into the city. And then you'll be able to get your pre-order pool passes, or you can get them after the pre-order date, which is the 23rd. So that's fast approaching on us. It'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, with Memorial Day right around the corner, and everyone looks to that weekend as being the opening of the city pool. So a lot of people with the interest, how am I going to get my pool passes this year? So that was a good timely story. Well, speaking of time, we're just about out of it here, Bronson. So we can't say goodbye without finding out what is your choice as the story of the week.
Well, it has to do with soup. And bowls. I'm joking.
Okay, good.
we always look for those ones, but there aren't none this week. This one has to do with a couple boxing teams.
All right.
There are two that I'm going to talk about here. Team 814, which should sound familiar to people. That's our local boxing team here. They go down to the WPAL.
Yes.
And really that consists of kids all the way from like Punxsie, Brookville, Clearfield. It gets all those kids together and really gives them a creative way to express themselves and use up their energy. Now, they had been practicing on Friday with Team 412, which is out of Pittsburgh. The two coaches, they've been lifelong friends.
Yeah.
And originally they were students together playing basketball. And for some reason, they went to boxing. It's a long story with both of them and how that happened. But they more or less just roped each other into it.
Yeah.
And some of these kids are amazing with what they are doing. One girl that we had talked to, Trinity Brooke, Burke, she is originally from Punxsutawney, but then she moved to Pittsburgh and is with Team 412. She is currently right now out in Colorado Springs attempting to get into Olympic-level training.
Nice.
And she's only 23 years old, so that's amazing for people out of our area.
Yeah. Very nice story to hear about this past week, and a good choice there, Bronson. I'll give you a stamp of approval, even though it didn't include food, it didn't include any bowls of any type. But
well, that's all I care about is your seal of approval, Dan.
I'm sure it was. Bronson, thank you so much for getting us caught up to speed here on the Week in Review as far as Tri-County Insider News is concerned.
Oh, yeah. We'll be back next week.
We're looking forward to it.